you may be seated tonight. You may be seated tonight. John chapter number 11, verses 38 through 40. My stick is not my story. How often in life do we meet people in this journey called life? And when we meet people, sometimes they sit back, they look at you, and they admire you. They admire the you are today. You're looking good. Smelling good. Driving good. Working good. Flowing good. All those good things are going for you today. Somehow, people tend to forget that it wasn't always this way. People can be fooled when they look at you today. They see your flow today. They see how you doing today. Or how you act like you doing today. And when they look at you, they see your glory. They have no idea your story. They wasn't there when you were trying to feed 3 children by yourself. They wasn't there when you were eating rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They wasn't there when you were afraid to open the mail. They wasn't there when you were afraid to pick up your old phone. They wasn't there then when you were going through. When God was testing you in the storm, they wasn't there. Now today, after you've passed the test, they just see a glimpse of your testimony. When you look at people today and you see what you think is a total package, you need to understand that package wasn't completed in one day. Oh, there were some tears. There were some letdowns. There were some heartbreaks. There were some disappointments. There were some rejections. There were some lies. There was everything, but all of that stuff is working together for your good. And so God says, I'm going to make it work for your good, but I got to use you going through something. See, sometimes when God begins to walk you through something, the first thing God does is he allows things around you to die off. Stuff that you had faith and confidence in, all of a sudden it's gone. You know that good friend that you used to have? She gone. You know that dude you used to call at night? He's gone. You know that job that you can always depend on, that paycheck? It's gone. And now there you are stuck. Nobody but you and God, and you think something is wrong. He said, baby, I set you up. I'm ready to work with you now. You understand that when I bring you out of this thing, nobody gets the glory but God. Give God some praise for bringing you out of something. God brings you out of some things, and when God brings you out of some things, some things you go through in mess, it's just a stinky situation. Stinky situation. You know, one of those situations that even when you left it still followed you. One of those situations. One of those situations. You know, when you try to put it behind you, but everybody else keep putting it in front of you. You know how it is.
All right, now. Hello.
Thank God that your stink
right, now.
It's not your story.
Right,
see what people say about you.
Right, now.
Truth or not,
hallelujah.
That's not the end.
Right, now.
God says, I am the author and the finisher of your faith. Now notice he doesn't deal with your dreams, your wants, your desires. He jumps right into faith because he says it is impossible to please God without faith. You know, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof, the proof, the proof that I can't see. God, you want me to do what with this situation? You want me to do what with this paycheck? You must not know me, God. You must not know my situation. You must not know my situations and circumstances, because if you did, you wouldn't ask me to do that with this. God will always put you in a place where you have to lean and depend on him. See, there's something about God where he says, I'm a jealous God. Now, in order for God to be a jealous God, he must be big, bad, and bold enough to do everything that he said. So if he told you he would supply all of your needs, baby, you can go to sleep because he will supply all of your needs. If he told you rest in the storm, you can rest in the storm because he said, I never sleep, I never slumber. Do you trust God tonight? If you trust God tonight, you'll give him our tomorrow praise tonight, because you know he's a good time God. Lazarus, Lazarus, Lazarus. I love this story. This story is from a young man by the name of John. And you know, Jesus, when Jesus was sitting in the upper room, Jesus kind of referred to John. The Bible says, he whom you love. See, Jesus and John had this unique relationship. You may be flowing in a circle with three or four people, but it's one person in that circle that really have your heart. You can't tell the others that you favor one. I know, parents, you can't tell one child that you like the other child more than this one. But you do. You always have. Your favorites. Don't worry, your children next door, they don't know. Stay with me tonight. John says, he says, now, Jesus, I know that you like Lazarus. So here it is. John is writing the story about a relationship between Mary, Martha, Jesus, and Lazarus. Now this Mary is the same Mary that came to Jesus and she released her anointing on her foot. She anointed his feet. This is the same Mary. Mary comes to Jesus. And when Mary comes to Jesus, this time Mary says, my brother. You know, when people do things for you, they always bring it back up down the road and say, Jesus, you remember when I gave you my very best? Now my brother, he's sick, and he is sick almost to death. Come see about my brother. And Jesus being Jesus, Jesus does something contrary to what she's asking for. His actions are contrary to what she's asking for. She asked him to come, he goes away for two more days. Have you ever been going through something and you think Jesus walked away from you? Have you ever been in the midst of a storm and you said, God, where are you now? I felt you on yesterday. I got trouble today. Where are you? Jesus says, I'll go Two more days away.
Yes.
Mary and Martha are sitting.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and these
Lord.
Sisters have different personalities.
That's right.
Martha is kind of messy. You got one in your family. Martha's kind of messy. Martha is the one. Come on, look up here. Martha is the one. Martha is the one in the family that likes to set it off. Oh, you just come out of Christmas. You know somebody act up on Christmas Day in your family. You know what Martha looks like. Mary is sitting, and Mary is just as calm and just as cute and being so polite. She says nothing. Martha heard that Jesus was coming. Martha gets up, run to Jesus. She gets to Jesus and she tells Jesus a lie.
All right.
Nothing.
That's right.
You ever been there?
Yeah.
You've been asking God for something.
All right, man.
And He did.
Nothing. That's right.
And you stayed up all night long crying.
Yes, Lord.
And He did nothing. He allowed some stuff in your life to be ripped and taken from you, so you think, and He did nothing. And only thing that you were doing was praising Him, was sowing seeds into the kingdom of God, doing what you can do, doing your very best, and He did nothing. And you thought that He must be upset with you because of something that you did last Tuesday. I came to tell you tonight, He wasn't upset with you. He was setting you up for a blessing. He was going to pour out in your life a double blessing for all of your troubles. Everything that you're going through is leading in your favor. You got to allow God to have His way with you. He knows where you are. He knows that you're going through. He's starting it. And He's starting it. He can finish it. The Bible declares that Lazarus is now dead. Lazarus is dead. Mary says to Jesus,
right now.
Right.
Come on, sir.
If you would have been here. I know you created me, but let me tell you what you should be doing. If you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Can you imagine that? Oh, I know that was a funny day in heaven when she told Jesus what Jesus needs to be doing, and Jesus was saying, didn't I tell you in verse number 40 I was doing this so you can see the glory of God? That's why you lost your job, so somebody can see the glory of God. That's why you got a divorce, because somebody needs to see the glory of God. That's why you got cancer, because somebody needs to see the glory of God. God is going to bring you out. It's just a setup. It's just a setup. It's a setup. And so Martha says, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died.
Yeah.
See, but what she doesn't understand is that the grave cannot kill what God wants to live. See, Satan been trying to kill you, trying to put you in the grave. But God said, can't nobody kill you but until my time. And I'm not ready for you to go. I got work to do in you. I want my blessings to flow out of you. I want the people at your job to laugh at you today and work for you tomorrow. I want the people at your job to find you today so you can open your own business tomorrow. I want cancer to come inside of you so somebody can see that by my stripes. He did it.
Come on. And
so here's Lazarus. Lazarus is now dead. And because Lazarus is now dead, they tend to think that that is the end. See, the Bible says when you die in Christ, it is just the beginning. Imagine Mary and Martha and everybody else crying, acting a fool, because they think Lazarus is dead. And Jesus says, if you just believe, I told you, if you believe, he will not die. How can you tell me he won't die when he's dead? And I do believe, but you allowed it to happen. And God is saying, because your sleep is not your resting place. Your sleep is not your story. See, Satan got some of us parked on the side sometimes right now, but God is doing it. See, because he thinks you sleep and out of the game, and God is saying, but you just rest. Get ready for round number two, baby. Get ready for round number two. If you didn't like me in 2013, you're gonna hate me in 2014, because I'm coming out. Satan thinks that everything is over. And because he thinks everything is over, here comes Jesus. Jesus come. And when the Bible declares when Jesus come, the Bible says Jesus is now groaning inside of him. Have you ever been so hurt that you couldn't even cry? Have you ever been so hurt that words couldn't even come out? All you can say is, But thank God he knows that prayer too. Thank God when I'm down and out, nobody to call on. The Bible declares he's groaning within himself. He then says, he says something that looks crazy. He says, take away the stone. Now, do you want Tim to move it? Or do you want Jeff to move it? Maybe you want Rick to move it. How about old Willie Ray here? Willie Ray will move it. Maybe BJ will move it. Who do you want to move the stone? Listen to point number one. In what you perceived as my death, I received my destiny. You thought you killed me. You thought you stopped me. You thought you got me fired. You thought that you got ahead of me. But what you perceive as my death, God is saying, no, that's your destiny right there. I'm just waking you up, baby. I told you your sleep wasn't it. I'm waking you up. I'm pressing something inside and say, come on out. I got some work for you to do. Come on out. I got a blessing for you. Come on out. I got double for your trouble. That little brain can't hold you. Give God some praise for the plagues of them that tried to kill you. For yourself, when you try to kill yourself. You can do it because God got plans for you. He got purpose for you. And what you perceived as my death is where I received my destiny. See, without that stuff, you wouldn't be you tonight. It took sugar diabetes to make you get in shape. It took a divorce so you can meet the right one, baby. It took a friend stabbing you in the back so you can get a true friend. It took rejections so you'll know how to love this time. It took anxiety all night so you'll know how to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Isn't it sweet when God comes inside of your life and he gives you a peace that surpasses understanding your whole world upside down, but your praise itself still got a peace. I'm allows to go through something. And he'll allow us to go through something. And you find yourself in a corner. You find yourself stuck somewhere. And you can't go back where you came from. You're scared to move forward. You can't move to the left or to the right. See, God will place you somewhere. He'll say, now just stand still. What's before me? Yes, stay still. You want me to do what? I just need for you to stand still. But if I don't pay this bill tomorrow, they will turn the lights out. I'm just saying. Is the light still on? You think I'm not God today? If I did it for you yesterday, I'll do it for you again. If I open a door for you that somebody tried to shut, I'll do it again. He says, that's the kind of God that you serve. Do you know the God that you serve? Do you know God? Have you ever tried God? Have you ever been on your last dime, your last little breath, and God still took care of you? That's the God that you serve. He's a provider. Do you know him as a provider? He'll make your enemies your footstool. He'll make those that don't hate you pay your bill. God will do it. Have you ever tried God? He'll send you somewhere to buy a car because yours won't start. And you know your credit is no good. And somebody say, I favor you. God says, my favor is not fair. He doesn't care about that stuff. Jesus says, take away the stone. Now you got to get this because this is a turning point. Jesus says, take away the stone. Remember, it took a whole army of soldiers to put the stone back. Now Jesus is talking to Christian folks, and he says,
take away
the stone. I was stuck there, and then God spoke in my spirit, began to tell me about Peter, because you know Peter means pebble or stone. Jesus asked Peter, says, now who do they say? Watch this. Who do they say that I am? Some say this and some say that. What you say? See, when your bills is due, don't worry about what they say. What you say? Because you are a child of God. And he says, I give you dominion and power and authority. Speak to them bills. Speak to cancer. Speak to that bad child. And watch God coming around in your life. He says, now listen, he says, take away the stone. Now, how can I move that stone by myself? And then what God dropped in my spirit is that the stone represents the same thing that Peter was talking about. Because what Peter was saying is that thou art the Christ. And he says, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail, right? In other words, he says, Peter, watch this. Because you have faith in me, I'll take this world, turn it upside down for you, for my children. In other words, he's saying, move the stone. He says, there's some folk in your life that are stones. There's some folk in your life that are blockers in your life. Listen to what he's saying. He wants want you to look at the stone and say, I can't. Instead of saying, but all things are possible. See, when you look at the stone, the question is, what's blocking you? Put your muscles in your shirt. That ain't what he's talking about. See, that's not what stopped you. Muscles can't do it. He says, where's your faith? Do you really believe that I can't bring Lazarus dead back there through that stone? Do you really believe that that stuff is hindering me? Do you really think some supervisor is hindering your promotion? You're crazy if you believe some man can stop God's purpose in your life. Do you really believe that you can't do what God has called you to do? You're crazy. Ain't nobody crazy. You're crazy if you don't think God can do it. He says to him, take away the stone.
Yes.
Martha says, oh, he's thinking now.
All right now.
He's thinking now. I've been in this bad relationship for long enough. He only beats me on Friday night. Whatever. I've been in this job for 17 years. I still don't have a college degree. Oh, whatever. My life stinks.
All right, now.
Whatever.
All right.
She says, but he's stinking.
Now. All right.
He's stinking. Everything that God has allowed you to go through in life, it's so he can get the glory. I'm sorry, egotistical person. I know you thought it was about you. And they don't like me at work. And they're trying to do this to me. It was nothing about you. It was about the anointing upon your life. They love you, they just don't like the anointing. It's the anointing that they couldn't stop. That's why they didn't like that in you. They dug a ditch, your crazy stuff stepped right in. Every time they dug another one, you used the dirt from that one to go a little higher. Every time they push you back, you jump back up, because God is saying nobody can stop you.
Thank you, Lord.
But Lazarus, he's thinking now. This is important, Richard. Your stink is nothing in comparison to the shine that you will see in 2014. It was stinking in 2013. And you've been trying to wash with soap. And God is saying, but if you'll step in this pool, when the water stirred up, this atmosphere of praise and worship, this atmosphere of word, and you'll step into this place, come into the house of the Lord with expectation. Watch God clean you up. Watch God make you shine. Watch God make your haters the ones that love you and bless you. Watch God turn that thing around for you. What you've been going through is nothing in comparison to what God is about to do to you. Receive that tonight. Do you receive that tonight? You gotta receive this thing tonight. You gotta receive this thing tonight. Everything that you're going through, it is so you can shine, baby. See, God is gonna get the glory. But when God gets the glory, his Shekinah glory shines upon you. Okay. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. So there you go down that street, and here comes goodness and mercy following you, and somebody favor you who don't even like you. And so here it comes again. You leave this job and they tell you unemployment rate is too high, and you jump right over here, and here you go with a better job at 8.4% interest rate. And somebody tells you it requires a college degree to do that. You say, no, baby, favor is good enough for me. That's all I need. you've gone through so you can shine. Everything, sit down. Everything that you've gone through so you can shine. Watch this. So it took all of the stuff to shine you. Remember that he says all things work together. So he says, yeah, you wanted it like this. But I allowed the heartbreak to come over here. He says, now all things, I gotta put it in, wax it all together. I want you to shine. He says, I'm just waxing you. And I know they rejected you, but I rub the rejection with a little grace. You don't mind if I do that. He says, now I know somebody lied on you, but I took that lie and put it with my mercy. You don't mind if I do that, do you? He says, now I know what they said about you, but I took that lie and I put it with the living testimony over here. I want somebody to see God in you. It took all of that stuff to get you to shine. See, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And you say that I belong to you. And so he says, wherever the big light go, you can always see the glow far. See, here you come and somebody see Christ in you. That's why when they start crying at work, after they talked about you, they find your cubicle and say, they didn't tell you what I'm going through. I know you thought they didn't like you. They just didn't have the right set of troubles to push them to you. But now they begin to go through. And they don't talk to the folk who they messing. They find you because they see the light shining in you. I know you thought they didn't like you, but they really have been watching you. They seen the God in you. So now they begin to go through and say, let me grab hold to an anointed person. Let me grab hold to somebody who can pray with me. Because the Bible says, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. Invite God into your situation and watch him. He'll turn it around tonight. He'll turn it around. My stink is not my story. Listen, the grave could not hold me from where I'm going. Watch this in closing. Stuff in your life that you thought was dead cannot deny you from your destination. You're going to get there.
Amen. I know.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to get there.
I know.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus says, he says, roll away the stone, but he's sticking. And not only does he stick, he's been there for 4 days. So he's saying it is beyond human abilities, but it's never beyond the holiness of God. See, I'm talking to somebody tonight that you're thinking about suicide in this season. I'm talking to somebody tonight where you're thinking about just running away. I'm talking to somebody tonight, your relationship is on the rock. I came tonight to tell you that it is just right for God. See, when you let go and let God, can do it. But you were in his way because you thought you could fix it. And so every time you thought you could fix it, he'll step back another day. He'll step back another day. He'll step back another day. And then when you say, oh, shucks, it's too late, he says, here I come. I came to work it out. I'm that kind of God. Won't God show up in your life and burst it from my heart? Jesus says, he says, this is so precious. He He says, Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Can you scream louder? Because he's behind the stone 4 days and dead. So you're going to have to go and use the microphone for Lazarus. One, to heal you. And two, when he hears you, he still ain't going to move because he's dead.
That's right.
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Come forth. And then out of nowhere,
oh my God,
here comes Lazarus.
That's right.
He's coming forth.
Yes, Lord.
I came to tell you that you got Lazarus in you. God is calling you forth tonight. Will you take that step from behind that stone? Would you stop being blocked by the lack of faith? Would you step out? And when Lazarus came forth, he said, just take off all those grave.
Yes, right. Yes, Lord.
See, the stuff that you've been wearing in 2013 is not going to fit you in 2013. It's not going to fit you. And this ain't a weight thing. This is a faith thing. It ain't no fit no more.
Loose him.
And let him go. Loose means absolutely nothing. Unless you've been tied up. It means absolutely nothing. Unless you've been tied up. Have you ever been tied up in something? 39 more payments to make on a car you just raped. Been tied up. Week number one, you knew the relationship wasn't going to work. Have you ever been tied up in something? Tied up in something. Bad situation. You signed for it, but you know that you can't pay for it. Have you ever been tied up in something? When you're tied up in something, and then you know you need a cigarette because you need to calm your nerves. To get up and get your day started. And then when folk do crazy, you know you need a joint to calm your nerves down. Come on, praise with me tonight. And then all of a sudden God loosed you from all of that. And now you don't need what you used to need. You don't need who you used to be. When God loosed you, you got to understand that he's willing to supply all of your needs. So I don't have to go to man. All I have to do is go to my Father in heaven and say, our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, make thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you give me this day, Lord? I worry about tomorrow. Can you give me this day? Just my daily bread. Just in case I offended someone. Would you forgive me for trespassing? You know, just like I forgive them. And God, lead me not. Please, you know, let me go around her smelling like that or him looking like that. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me. God, don't make me so high I can't praise you. Don't make me so low that I don't appreciate you. Just put me in the middle and then open up the windows of heaven for me. is not my story. Been through something. But God is calling you forth. And now he's saying, rise up. Rise up. Will you rise up? God is saying, rise up. And you say, God, how can I do that with this situation? Watch this, because it came in my mind today, and you have, when you came in, somebody gave you a little glove, right? Here we go. You say, God, how can I rise up out of this situation with what I have? And God is saying, what you need is already in your hand. It's already in your hand. All the hell you went through in 2013, that's yours, baby. I paid for it. I cried for it. I earned that. Everything I need is already in my hand. I would like for you to go with me on this tour. But if you decide not to go, I need you to know that I'm going by myself. Everything I need, God has already supplied. Now, I would like for you to see what I see. But if you don't see it, I don't need you to co-sign on my dream. I don't need that, baby. Because when God gave me a vision, he also gave me provision. It's already paid for. See, in 2014, everything that you need is already paid for. It's already paid for. It's already paid for. 2014 will be the year where you get to reap the harvest. See, you've been working hard with your hands. And God is saying in 2014, I'm going to make some stuff come up without you. See, because you've been sowing. You've been sowing. You've been laboring. You've been putting up with crap. You've been sending up your temper. And God is saying, now it's harvest time in your life. Do you receive that for 2014? Do you receive that for 2014? All I got to do is take that out of the oven, baby. It's all ready to go. I cooked that thing. I spent some time in my secret closet. I spent some time on my knees. It's harvest time. Give God some praise tonight. Have you been blessed tonight? Come on and give the Lord some praise tonight. Come on and give the Lord some showed up praise tonight. Give him some praise tonight like he deserves to be praised tonight. Give him that kind of praise tonight. Praise him tonight like his blessing is just right outside. He's that kind of God. He's that kind of God. Listen, I want to do two things before we go tonight. I want to do two things. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to come to the altar and leave 2013 in the house. I want you to leave 2013 in the house. All that stuff that you've been carrying, just leave it in the house. In the house.
Put a bulk in it. It's gone.
Leave it in the house. Leave it in the house. You labored, you prepared, you cooked it, you put the ingredients in it. Baby, it's harvest time. It's party time in the kingdom of God. It's party time in the kingdom of God. It's time for you to reap what you sow in the kingdom of God. It's party time in the kingdom of God. Everybody else is doing well. Why can't God's children do well? It's party time in the kingdom of God. Everybody else is telling you what they believe. You tell them what you believe in your God. I believe all things are possible. I believe he shall supply all of my needs. I believe that I was created to be the head and not the tail. If you believe, he says you'll never die. If you believe, he says you'll never die. So as long as you're alive, your daddy got to take care of you. Your daddy got to take care of you. your daddy has to take care of you. Father God, we come to the altar tonight. God, as we come tonight, Lord. We gave you praise. We worship you. We received your word. You said, in faith cometh but by hearing. Hearing the word of the Lord. This time, Lord, we come to the altar to dump. You said, cast all your care upon me. All the rejection, we leave it here. All of the letdowns, we leave it here. Closer to you. For that we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a closer walk. Thank you, Lord, that we're seeking you. Thank you, Lord, that we're chasing you. God, we surrender all to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you. God, thank you for walking us through another year. Thank you for your hedge of protection. Thank you for watching over our children, over our parents, over our home, over our job. God, thank you for our enemies. Thank you for every setup. Thank you, Lord, for when you set us down. Thank you, Lord, because you knew what you were doing.
Thank you.
We're so happy tonight, so joyful tonight, to be on the winning team tonight. I said to be on the winning team tonight. To be on the winning team. To be on the winning team. To be on the kingdom team tonight. God, we praise you tonight, Lord. We look to you, Lord. But God, 2004, 2014 will be a year of overflow. And thank you, Lord, that every person in here that has a need tonight, that need can be met tonight if they just believe. If they would just roll away the stone, roll away the fear, let nothing block them. You said, but seek ye first.